Anaphylaxis is a life-threatening allergic reaction that can cause shock and affect the person's ability to breathe. It can be caused by things people come into contact with every day. A substance that is normally harmless to others but causes an allergic reaction in certain individuals is called an allergen. Examples of common allergens associated with anaphylaxis may include foods, particularly eggs, peanuts, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, and wheat, insect stings, medications such as penicillins, and latex. If a person with an allergy comes into contact with an allergen, the body releases an excess of certain internal chemicals. In some people, those chemicals released in the body can lead to life-threatening problems such as difficulty breathing, airway swelling, shock, and even death. Anaphylaxis can develop within seconds or minutes of being exposed to an allergen, although the exact reaction onset may vary among individuals. In some cases, the reactions may be delayed. To recognize anaphylaxis, look at the situation and the person's signs and symptoms. Also, look to see if the person is wearing a medical alert bracelet. If you know that the person has been exposed to an allergen, look for trouble breathing or signs and symptoms of shock. A known exposure plus any life-threatening conditions such as trouble breathing or signs and symptoms of shock equals anaphylaxis. If you think that a person may have been exposed to an allergen, look for any two of the following signs and symptoms: a skin reaction such as hives, redness, or itchiness, swelling of the face, tongue, uvula, or lips, trouble breathing, signs and symptoms of shock, and nausea, vomiting, or cramping. Any two of these signs and symptoms in combination with suspected exposure to an allergen equals anaphylaxis. If you do not know whether the person has been exposed to an allergen, look for a skin reaction or swelling of the face, neck, tongue, or lips. If the person has a skin reaction or swelling and the person is having trouble breathing or showing signs and symptoms of shock, assume anaphylaxis. If you suspect that a person is experiencing anaphylaxis, immediately activate the EAP and instruct someone to call 911 and get the equipment. If the person carries epinephrine for the emergency treatment of anaphylaxis, offer to assist the person to use the medication. While you wait for EMS professionals to arrive, make sure the person is sitting in a comfortable position or have the person lie down if they are showing signs of shock. Stay with the person and monitor their condition until EMS professionals arrive and begin their care.